Hello everyone, this is Sue Broom and I'm here to do the tip of the day and pull a card. So I'm having a lot of fun with this Facebook challenge. It doesn't seem too challenging to me, but I'll tell you, this is where the challenge for me comes in, is actually getting myself out there doing it every single day. Because I do Facebook Lives, I just don't do it every single day. And I'm hoping that these tips of the day are helping you. Hi, Miss Belinda. I see you. I think you're on. I'm not 100% sure. I see reactions, but I can't for sure tell whether you're on unless you comment. So anyway, now today it's so cool because I had, I kind of have ideas as I go on. I get ideas and I'm keeping them on a list. And today was perfect because the ladies at Ladies Go Live are actually also sharing. They do inspirational videos and just give us encouragement. And what they were talking about today is an attitude of gratitude, attitude of gratitude. I think that I wrote that because that's one of the blogs that I have done. And I wanted to share, that's what I really want to talk about is gratitude. I wanted to expand on that for the topic today. And I also wanted to share that I do blogs. I've been doing blogs since 2011. I think it was September of 2011. So quite a while. And I was doing two a week. And then about a year ago, I think I knocked it down to one a week. But long about 2014, they shifted into Message from the Angels. So many of the blogs are, and I'm not saying all of them because sometimes I don't, but many of them are channeled messages from the angels. Well, also along the line, I did several of them on gratitude. So I wanted to share those, and I'll put those in the lineup in the comments so you could go find those. And if you are interested in finding me and want to sign up to get a blog, you can get a blog. You can get the blog first thing as soon as it comes out. It's usually 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning on Mondays. Of course, you don't have to read it right then, but they are messages from the angels and they are inspirational. So for gratitude, I'll share a little story that goes along with the tip. I used to be in the corporate world years ago, and I was there for over 30 years, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it. In fact, today, as you may notice, I'm back to being by the sun. However, I'm much taller today because I'm actually standing. So I'm trying different things, but one of the things, as I was getting myself all situated, I realized I like standing. And when I train, which I used to do in the corporate world, I would, of course, you're standing as a trainer. Hi, Justin. Calm down. You're so funny. Calm down. I know. It's like, hey, I'm trying to stand steady so you can see the sun. Okay, I'll jump. And actually, when I would train, one of the things that was so funny, I never realized I did it, but back in those days, I used to wear rings on almost every finger. I mean, I think between my two hands, I think I had 10 rings. And I would take a marker and I would go like this as I would walk up and down the line, up and down the aisle. And people, it would like click, 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 click. It's just as bad as when people are jingling their keys and their change as you're trying to listen to them talking. So anyway, I realized today though how much fun I had when I was training. And you're wondering, well, where does this all come from with gratitude? Well, as time went on, because yes, for many, many years and for most of the time that I was in corporate world, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I am so grateful for all of the things that I learned when I was in the corporate world. Well, there was a time when I found out that the spring in my step wasn't so springy, and I didn't like it. I just totally did not like that. So it's like, okay, I am going to shift this energy. And that day, I got to my desk and I was just like, you know, that's not how I started out when I left my car. But so what I decided to do is after each meeting, which I had a lot of them, after each meeting, I was going to sit down and write several things. I tried doing three. I don't know if I always found three, but different things that I was grateful for about the meeting. And some of the time, seriously, I would go to these meetings and I would sit there and try to wonder, well, what am I doing here? And really what the angels had me doing is clearing the energy, running the energy. So that was my role. Well, so how I got myself out of this, though, is after every meeting, I would sit down and write what I was grateful for. And if you have five meetings in a day, and my aim was for three things, it's like that's 15 things by the end of the day. So it really was not too many days. And all of a sudden, I noticed my spring was back. So gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. It's when you are in a slump, find something to be grateful for. And some days it may be, oh, that I am breathing, or that I have this beautiful sun in my house. I love this. I love this. I love this. I absolutely, did I say that I love this? So that's my tip of the day, gratitude. And just, I am going to share this in the comments. Oh, you know what? I can't in the, oh wait, yes, I can. I'm going to find out how to do it. I'm going to do it over here. There you go. It's funny because I have to have one screen over here, one screen over here, and there it is. See? Spring with gratitude. And then I'll share it up there so you can see it. But that is one of the blogs that I did. And I'll tell you, the other thing, if you go to my website, and I'm going to share this as well, because I have a lot of different blog categories. And that will pop. There it is. That pops up. I have a bunch of them. Now, I don't have them all organized. You can always do a search. Searching always works. That's how I find different blogs. It's like, I know I did blogs on that. So anyway, I would love for you to share this tip of the day. Share it on your Facebook page. Share it if you're in a group. That would be awesome. And also, okay, so now I'm going to pull a card. And this is for all of us. I'm not doing specific readings, but this is for all of us. And this is from the Blue Butterfly Inspirations. So if you want to find out more about Blue Butterfly, you should have a crescent moon. I know I should, shouldn't I? I love it when you join in, Justin. So Blue Butterfly Inspirations, that is their website, that is there. There's also a page so you can find out more about their cards. Okay, so I'm going to hide that so you can see though. And I'm almost positive there's a gratitude card in here. That would be so hilarious if I pulled that card. That would be the angels really working overtime, let me tell you. Okay, so no card was flying out. This one. Focus. Oh my gosh. Focus. You guys, we really need to focus on this because this is the same card that came up yesterday. Focus. It says stay focused on the task at hand. Distractions will only slow the process. And it's 10, 20, 38. Focus. When the same card shows up, and I am keeping a running total, so a running list, so I can see them. But it's going to be interesting to see what cards come up. And you guys saw me shuffle. So there you go. Focus is the card of the day, and it was also the card of yesterday. So there you go with that. So I don't know what time I'm going to be on tomorrow. You'll have to watch for the tip of the day and the card. And remember tonight, Angel Talk with Sue on International Angels Network. Let me see if I can, I think I can. Nope, I can't. I can type it in though. International Angels Network. And again, that is a .com. That is their Facebook page. That is blogtalkradio.com/International Angels Network. Do you see a theme here? And it's 6 p.m. Arizona time. I know with the time change for everybody else, I had to shift time. So it's 6 p.m. Even though I think some of the banners are still saying 7, it's 6 p.m. Arizona time. Or if it's easier for you to remember, it's 9 p.m. Eastern. So you all have a great day, everyone. Thank you so much for joining in. And like I said yesterday, too, Justin. Hello. Thanks, Justin. In case you want to check out Justin's stuff, he's an artist. Go check it out, everybody. And so if you want to join me tomorrow, you'll just have to watch and see what time I pop on. I don't know what time it's going to be. You can hear the magical chimes going off. You have a great day as well, Justin. And I do my best to go back and also find the comments from people that watched it on replay and add comments. So thank you so much. Thanks for sharing, and angel blessings to you. I'll see you tomorrow.